you went into Guildwood's Valley Mart yesterday, you would find tomatoes from Mexico that cost nearly $7 per kilogram. Go in today and you would find tomatoes that cost nearly half the price. The tomato shortage may actually prove to be good for Canada, said produce worker Patrick Mika.
Crops were ruined in Florida, so we switched to Mexico because they were the only other place available. And now we're back to Canadian, which should be cheaper because it's not as much transportation. And the tomatoes usually come in better. And like I said, it's good for Canada.
Businesses that haven't switched to Canadian tomatoes are still paying the big bucks. Local Subway owner Hamid Ebtikali says he can't afford to give people extra tomatoes anymore because of the price of a box of tomatoes.
Anywhere between 16 to 20 bucks, now it's anywhere between $45 to $50. So it's three times more. And they used to come from Florida, and now there are different sources that are coming, not only different sources, but different types of tomatoes.
It's not only tomatoes that have been affected by the deep freeze, but then why all the focus on tomatoes and not other vegetables? Ebtikali says it's simple supply and demand that's causing all the fuss.
It's the same idea with green peppers. The only thing is that green peppers have less demand outside the sort of food industry. Let's say we're talking grocery stores and all that. You know, people are probably, you won't even use one green peppers at home, whereas everyone at least uses a few tomatoes at home. Supply and demand is not as strained as it is for the tomatoes.
Florida saw temperatures that reached below 0 degrees Celsius. Weather has turned back to normal, and the Toronto market is expected to do the same by the end of next month. Bradley Featherstone, Observer Radio News, Toronto.